The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, he who offers durood upon me once, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we are again in the Silsila Rites in Islam, and our today's episode, we are going to talk about rights of wife in Islam. Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in Quran, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. And then on another place, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat them in appropriate manner. Dear Islamic brothers, as we know that being a Muslim, it is sunnah of our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam to get married. And when two Muslims, men and women, they come in wedlock, so Islam puts responsibilities upon both of them. Being a husband, there are some rights which are compulsory to be fulfilled. And then being wives, there are rights which are compulsory to be fulfilled. Inshallah, today we will be discussing rights of wives in Islam. Quran says, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat them in appropriate manner. This is commandment of Quran. So it means that it is compulsory for us to treat them in a way that they are pleased with us, and this must be within the limits of Sharia. Now, generally, it means that whatever rights of the wife come upon our shoulders, or the responsibilities come upon our shoulders, being men and husband, it is compulsory for us to fulfill them. And the second right is that we should not have suspicion and doubts in our hearts. Unfortunately, in this age and in this time in which we are living, husbands, sometimes they create some doubts and suspicions in their hearts about their wives. A hadith of beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, No Muslim man should dislike his Muslim wife. And if there is something which he dislikes in her, then possibly there is going to be something else as well which he will like. Allah Azza wa Jal is going to give special maqam and rank and status to Muslim wives in Jannah. حضرت علامہ علوسی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ان روح المعانی ان دا تفسیر آف سورہ رحمان نریشن دیٹ حضرت ام سلمہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ شی آسکڈ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از اٹ دیٹ ہورز آف جنہ آر گوئنگ ٹو بی مور بیوٹیفل دین مسلم وائفز. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ریپلائیڈ او ام سلمہ ان جنہ مسلم وائفز آر گوئنگ ٹو بی فار مور بیوٹیفل دین ہورز آف جنہ وبیما ذاکا. She asked, Ya Rasulullah, why? What is the reason that the beauty of Muslim wives will be more than hoors of Jannah? Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that hoors, they did not read salah in dunya. They did not keep fast. They did not serve their husbands and they didn't have the pain of giving birth to the children. But Muslim wives in this world, they offered salahs. They had to keep fasts. And then they used to serve their husbands as well. And then they have to suffer with the pain at the time of childbirth. The wording, بصلاتهن وصيامهن وعبادتهن ألبسه الله وجوههن النور. That because of their salahs and because of their fasts and because of their ibadats, Allah Azza wa Jal will put noor and light on their faces. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي. Another right is that husbands, they should ignore the mistakes of their wives. And I think if we have the habit of forgiving the wives, and if we ignore the small mistakes, so inshallah there is going to be big peace in our homes. Actually what happens, that she is cooking and sometimes she puts salt more than the curry requires. Sometimes it happens that husband comes tired, he reaches home and then she puts supper or dinner in front of him. And the moment he tastes the supper, he realizes that she put lot of salt, or she put salt more than the curry requires. And at that time, he loses his temper and then big fight. Shouting and swearing starts. Now shouting and swearing start, and then what happens? That because of this one extra pinch of salt or 2-3 pinches of salt, the whole house turns into living hell. No peace. And then troubles start in the home. And if on this moment, husband, he forgives his wife and he ignores this thing and he doesn't say anything, so that one or two extra pinches of salt will not be able to destroy the whole home. The next rite which we are going to discuss is based upon this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqadu alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the perfect Muslim is he who has the best character. And then he says, the best amongst you is he who is best to his wife. It means that our character or our behavior with our wives must be as is our behavior with our customers or our bosses. You must be having some personal experience as well, that when we are in front of our boss, we speak in a very attractive way, or if a customer comes to us, we try our level best to impress him by our morality and our character. But as soon we reach home, when we are talking to our wives, sometimes it happens that if someone comes in our home, he will realize that as if one enemy is talking to other enemy. Then this is also right of wife upon us, that we should spend on our wives without any stinginess. It is also from the rights of our wives upon us that we should spend upon them without any stinginess. And we should try our level best to fulfill their basic needs. Akhad Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that there is one dinar which you spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and there is one dinar which you spend upon a beggar, and there is one dinar which you spend on your household. So the dinar which you have spent on your family is going to earn you reward and sawab more than any other dinar which you are spending on above mentioned people. And this is also one of the rights, that we should educate our wives and we should teach them and we should decorate them with the manners of Islam. You must have noticed in our society that there are many people who are very religious. You will find them coming in masjid for 5 salahs. They have beard as well. And mashallah, when you are talking to them, you realize and you feel that mashallah, they are very religious. But unfortunately, they are negligent about their wives. Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O those who believe, save yourselves and your family from the fire of Jahannam. There is a hadith of Barqa in Abu Dawood Sharif, in which Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when someone wakes his wife in night, and then both of them, they read 2 rakat salah, so Allah Azza wa Jal will write the name of the husband in those people who remember Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he will write the name of the wife in those women who remember Allah Azza wa Jal. Then it is also compulsory for a husband that he must not break her heart. Sometimes some husbands, they start criticizing her and her family and her background without any reason. Now, when you are hurting someone, so don't expect that he will have some respect for you, and don't expect that she will have some respect for you in her heart. As you demand from her that she should pay respect to your parents, and she should treat them in a good way, in the same way, she also demands from you and expects from you, her parents and her family, they should be treated in a good way. So sometimes it happens, you know, when something happens between wife and husband, so now husband, he starts, you know, shouting and swearing, and sometimes he starts swearing her parents. So it is wrong and very wrong. This is the seed which you are putting, and then this seed will come up as a tree of fitna in the home. So one must be careful about the sentiments of his wife. Then another thing, whenever you are talking to your wife, and I think it is very important nowadays, whenever you are talking to your wife, you must be careful that you mustn't mention beauty of another woman and must not praise any other woman in front of her. Because what happens that when you are giving the details of beauty of someone and you are telling her about a beautiful woman, so possibly sometimes it happens that she keeps this thing in her heart and then she starts having some doubts about you. Now when you come late or whatever reason that you are not able to reach at home on time, now Shaitan comes and whispers in her mind that it is that maybe your husband is not loyal with you and he is busy with some other woman or girl. So must not ignore this important piece of advice. Now if your wife brings something for you from her parents, so don't try to find faults in that thing. Sometimes it happens that the thing which she brought for you, it is cheap or it is not up to your standard. Now you start criticizing that thing. Now at the end what happens that again you are putting some sort of disliking in her heart, and then this disliking one day or other will turn into big fitna in your home, and then you will be deprived of the real peace of your life and the real beauty of married life. Then another thing, that husband must put full trust in his wife. She has responsibility of your home when you are not at your home. You should treat her in a way that she feels that you are trusting her. And when you are treating her in this way, you are showing your full trust in her, then inshallah you will see that she will not break your trust, and inshallah you will see that your home is really becoming a sweet home. Then another thing which we men, being husband, must have in our minds, that as we like that our wives must be neat and clean, she must be wearing good clothes and all the time decorated with makeup and ready, in the same way they also like this thing. Unfortunately sometimes what happens that men, they are not careful about this thing. Unkempt beard, then scattered hair, untidy clothes. So this thing is against the manners as well. And then, as I have told you, that as we like that they should be neat and clean, in the same way, wives, they also like that their husbands must be neat and clean every time. And then must keep this thing in your mind, that no home is free from fights. Disagreements happen. Sometimes something happens which is against your nature. So now in this case, if something is happening and you don't like it, so don't rush towards talaq. It's very common in our society that men, when they get angry, the very first thing which comes in their minds is talaq. Talaq is not only going to destroy the life of your wife. Talaq is not only going to destroy your mutual life, but it is going to destroy life of your children as well. So before taking this decision, must be careful that this thing can destroy your whole family. And then wives should not be treated like prisoners. Sometimes it happens that some husbands, they don't let them go and visit their family. In sometimes it is not allowed. So, being a human being, it is from their basic rights that they should be given opportunity to visit their family, their parents. So hope inshallah azza wa jal, we will be trying our best to fulfill the rights of our wives. And in this regard, I think Madni Muzakaras of Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliya, and then especially Bayanats of Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, Nigran of Markazi Majlis Shura, they are very helpful. May Allah Almighty give us tawfiq to watch Madni channel regularly, and may Allah Almighty give us tawfiq to be practicing Muslim. Ameen, ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen, the blessing from Rabbul Alameen.